Hey, this is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub.
I only touched your love when the tips of my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So it's Holiday Leaves with the Bathtub Mermaid and at my blog at missmelissa.com, and that means all this month I'm sharing my Holiday Leaves posts with you on the podcast. Tonight, I talk about Ziti. My grandmother used to sing to her African violets, pet their tender leaves, and encourage them to grow by calling them pretty baby. She could pick up a pencil with her toes, and even after her fingers were gnarled with age and arthritis, she was a flawless knitter, though her taste in yarn was questionable. By the time I was old enough to help in the kitchen, she did her best to avoid cooking, but I have fond memories of hamburgers cooked on the backyard grill, of sun-warmed tomatoes from my grandfather's garden, of Jersey corn, and of being asked, as everyone was, what kind of potato they wanted, white or sweet. Whenever she ate those summer vegetables, she would pronounce them luscious. Sometimes, she made baked ziti. Ziti is easier than lasagna because you don't have to keep the pasta intact or have perfectly even layers, but it uses similar ingredients. Sauce that simmered all day, meatballs served with it, a blend of Parmesan Romano mozzarella and provolone cheeses. Just the right combination of spices to make the flavors all pop in a complimentary fashion. I never learned her recipe, but I remember the flavor, and over the years, my own version has come closer and closer. The cheese, I think, is what's wrong, or maybe it's that I usually just doctor sauce from a jar. I know how to make sauce, of course, and I remember her adding a dash of sugar to her own sauce, but I think I also remember her squeezing lemon juice into it, and that memory confuses me because wouldn't that just increase the acid? I made ziti on... I made ziti on Monday night because the temperature was dropping and I wanted something that was comforting and would provide leftovers. As I served it, just for a moment, I thought I caught the scent of my grandmother's perfume, just the way I sometimes wake in the night feeling certain that her cool hand had been soothing my sweaty brow. It wasn't really her perfume, of course. It was just a sense memory triggered by making ziti. And by the way, the jingle bells that you may have heard, not the ones in the music, but the jingling metal that you might have heard, is my chihuahua, Perry, who decided he really needed to be part of tonight's show. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock iPad app. It's licensed under a Creative Commons International Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license, which means you can share it, you can reuse it, you just have to give me credit and you can't make money from it. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. The standard opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The standard closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. Additional music used for the Holidaylies project is A Podcast Christmas Theme by Tom Shad and Village Song composed by David Popper and performed by Cello Journey. Questions or comments? Visit me at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, and use the comment form at the bottom of each entry. Or you can also follow me or contact me via Twitter, at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. Coming off a scary street, come on inside. I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.